Good morning, Frank.
Ken, you took a gamble a number of years ago, and you thought yesterday it had paid off. Tell me your story.
Back in May 2005, I was sitting in the golf club, Hollywood Golf Club. One night, the conversation was about Ladbrokes and the odds they were given for Rory, who was 15 at the time, to win the Open by he was 25. I phoned the next day, the 4th of May, and placed the bet. Well, I asked for £100 at 1,000 to 1, and they said the limit was 50. So I placed the £50 bet over the phone, and they took the money out of my account. And I phoned up yesterday to see if the bet was still alive, and I was told that was a beaten bet because it was before his 25th birthday. And I asked, well, why is they're paying some out and not others? But they wouldn't give me an explanation.
So you felt that you were entitled to the money as long as he wasn't 26, is that it?
No, the words used then in the conversation was by 25. Now, I never received the docket because it was over the phone, so I didn't know what I had. They're now saying it was before 25th birthday, but I never received anything about that. But we all placed a bet in around the same week, so why is there some different than others?
Of course, it's very much in the headlines today that his dad was part of a team of people who placed a bet, and it sounds like as if he stands to win something like £200,000 on the back of this. But you weren't part of the dad's consortium.
No, I phoned after hearing what odds the dad was being offered the next day. I think that the high profile and media coverage has put Ladbrokes in a spot where it's good publicity, and they've agreed to pay some of the bets out. I wasn't the only one. There are two others.
Now, we've tried, since you made the phone call to us, we've tried to get in contact with Ladbrokes. As a matter of fact, we've managed to get in contact with them, and they are going to be coming back to us with some form of explanation with regards to your bet. But what they are saying to you is basically he had to win the Open before his 25th birthday, or it was a dead bet.
That's correct.
And you're interested to find out if Mr. McIlroy and his consortium had an agreement with Ladbrokes that it was any time during his 25th year?
Yes, well, we'd like to know why they changed it. When I placed the bet, I said, can I have the same bet as the other ones have placed? That was my words on the phone. Can I have the same bet as the other ones have placed?
So you asked for that very same bet that has been so well publicised this morning?
Yes.
And how much would you have picked up?
£50,000.
Dear, oh dear. So you'll be hoping that if Ladbrokes are paying out to Gerry McIlroy and other people associated with Gerry, that they'll reconsider and pay out to you too.
Or else give me an explanation.
Could you afford to miss out on 50 grand?
No, of course, yes, but just the principle. I've got confidence in Rory doing it, and that's why I placed the bet.
And the only proof you would have that you made that phone call would be the £50 deducted from your telephone account, is that right?
Oh no, I was speaking to them yesterday and they've agreed that the bet was on, but they're saying it's a losing bet because of the 25th birthday.
So there's no grey area at all. They say you made the bet, but you're now trying to get to the bottom of whether or not your bet was exactly the same bet as the one that they are paying out on.
It's the wording. It's the wording of by 25 or before 25th birthday.
And you're suggesting that Ladbrokes benefit from the publicity if Mr. McIlroy and his friends win, but there's no benefit if you win.
That's correct.
However, they may come back and say, oh, misunderstanding. Absolutely, Mr. Ken Black also wins because he put on exactly the same bet. There is a possibility also that they'll come back and say that Mr. McIlroy and his friends said by his 25th birthday.
That's right. I'd take whatever they come back about the facts. The facts are there. I'd accept the facts.
But you do believe that you put on the same bet as the other consortium?
That was the words I used when I phoned up. Could I have the same odds as Gerry and the other boys in the golf club are getting?
And when you make a phone call like that, is it to a bookmaker that you can speak to personally, or are you ringing an international line? How does that work, or how did that work 10 years ago?
It was an international line, and they phoned me back. I took the request over the phone and phoned me back and said, yes, we can give you the bet, but not £100, £50.
Yeah, your line's just going back and going down on me a little bit, Ken, there. That's it's a terrible position to be in if you felt as the superstar that is Rory McIlroy walked off Royal Liverpool that you'd won 50 grand, or deep down were you thinking, I probably haven't?
Well, I was online throughout the years to check the bet, and you can't see it because it only gives you a history of 1 year. So I was never really ever able to check the bet. But I actually thought it was live, but and so did a lot of friends. But after the phone call, I found it wasn't.
But certainly whenever you heard that Gerry McIlroy and his friends seemed like as if they're quids in, you felt you had the same thing.
I felt that, obviously, that why would they change the wording during the same couple of days?
Well, no doubt we'll wait with bated breath to see exactly what Ladbrokes have to say, because it's hugely important to allow them their speak with regards to this, and there may be a technicality there that neither of us are thinking about at the moment. You're lucky that it's a highly reputable company and you've no issues with regards to that. So if you're entitled to it, you'll get it, and if you're not entitled to it, you won't get it. Let's hope you are entitled, Ken, when they check and double check.
Well, they'll get it, Frank, I'll be a fan of yours for life.
No bother, Ken. Thanks for calling us. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.